Chapter 3, Being Creative. Malapropisms, mixed metaphors, spoonerisms, neologisms, punning, sniglets, how we create, often unconsciously, new words and expressions out of old ones. Day 11, Worth a Standing Ovulation.
Marta, can we go back to something we talked about earlier?
Fine with me, Patrick. What's on your mind?
I was thinking again about the odd uses of language you sometimes find in advertising. Slogans like, oatmeal that dares to be different.
Yes, as if oatmeal could dare. But clever, of course.
Well, the oatmeal example is a deliberate violation. What about when it's not deliberate? When it's accidental?
Like what?
Well, I was waiting to meet a friend of mine for coffee yesterday. After about 10 minutes, she finally shows up and says, "Sorry I'm late, but some people conjugated at my house."
That one's a little different. What do you think is going on?
Well, I guess she probably meant to say, "Some people congregated at my house."
But isn't conjugate a word in the language?
Yes, but it just doesn't fit that sentence, unless those people at her house maybe get their kicks by sitting around and conjugating. Latin verbs.
Confusion of that kind, substituting conjugate for congregate, is quite common. The term is malapropism, been in use for a long time.
You mean people do this a lot?
Sure. I know someone, for example, who doesn't use four-letter words because he says his parents brought him up not to be profound.
Ah, not to be profane. Glad you did that on purpose, Marta.
Did you know that my father was a veterinarian of 2 wars?
Should be veteran, of course.
And he had great expectorations for his daughter.
Expectations, unless maybe. No, that I can never believe.
You're doing very well. Worth a standing ovulation.
Ovation.
So, in these malapropisms, is it just any word that can be substituted?
Well, conjugate for congregate, profound for profane, ovulation for ovation, and so on. No, I guess not.
Why?
For one thing, it looks like there has to see some, I mean be some, similarity in the sounds of the 2 words.
Interesting slip, by the way. We'll come back to that, okay? Anything else?
Offhand, I can't think of anything.
How about the meanings of the 2 words?
Certainly very different.
What about part of speech?
Part of speech? Oh, sure. The 2 should be of the same, category. So with conjugate, congregate, they're both verbs. Profound and profane are adjectives. Ovulation and ovation are nouns.
Good. So keep your nose to the brimstone, explore every revenue, and stay the curse.
And rise to higher platitudes of achievement.